Hey kids, this is Dallas. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid Podcast. I hope you are having a rambunctious day. This week we're learning that from Adam, we've all inherited a sin nature. Instead of money or getting a big Pokemon card collection, the prize we got from Adam for being a distant relative was a sinful nature, meaning that we're all natural born sinners. Before we talk about some more, here's a spontaneous joke of the day.
Hey Dallas.
What?
How much do rainbows weigh?
I don't know.
Not much. They're actually pretty light.
Wake up, kid. This is Jeremy, and this week we are answering this question. What do we all inherit from Adam? The answer is a sinful nature. When Adam sinned, he became sinful. It became natural and easy for him to sin. And he passed that sinful nature onto all of the humans born after him. So we are all natural born sinners. In Psalm 51, David writes about it. He explains that he was sinful at birth. He was even sinful from the very moment his mother became pregnant with him. He understands his problem very well, and he explains it to us in his poem. We are all sinners. We are natural born sinners from the very beginning, and it's the easiest thing in the world for us to just keep on sinning. There's only one hope for us. We need God to clean us up. Later in the poem, he asks God for help. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. David didn't know at the time all it would take to clean him up from his sin. He wrote this poem hundreds of years before Jesus died on the cross for him. But David wrote this poem understanding that only God could take care of our sinful nature. And God includes this poem in the Bible because he wants me and you to understand that too. Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment you deserve. Then he got back up from the dead to prove that he is the one and only Messiah who can rescue us from our sin. Now, if you'll turn away from your sin and put your trust in Jesus to save you, you'll be adopted into his family, rescued from your sin, cleaned up from your sin, and one day you'll be completely free from your sin nature.